This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Keep in mind, this is hour number two of my national radio show, from coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in a country I call Trump Land. I'm the maestro of the Trump Army. And in hour three, we're on Newsmax TV, reaching 80 million homes. I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV, and there's a good reason for that. I'm the most pro, in-your-face, pro-Trump cheerleader and champion in America today, and have been since the day Trump marched down that escalator in Trump Tower. There's lots of people out there who claim they're Trump fans. Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, none of them were Trump fans on the day he came down the escalator. Nobody but Wayne Root believed Trump would win the nomination. I'm the guy who wrote the column for Fox News on the day he declared for president and said, "You're looking at the next president of the United States." And people laughed at me. People thought I was the biggest idiot that ever lived. The only guy who believed in Trump then was me. I'm the guy who went on with Bill Maher on Real Time on HBO and said, "Trump's the next president of the United States," in 2000, early 16, when people thought I was crazy. And President Trump was watching that night. In those days, he wasn't President Trump, of course. He was just Donald Trump watching with Corey Lewandowski. And Corey sent me a text right after the show ended and said, "Me and President Trump will never forget what you did tonight." Because it was just an hour of my being berated and mocked and ripped to shreds by Bill Maher and three other Trump-hating guests who all said, "I'm an idiot for believing Trump will win the election, and Trump cares about working class and middle class people." So I was there when nobody else was. And that's why I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV. And I'm the most like Trump of anyone you've ever met, because I say whatever comes to mind. And that's why my TV and radio show are so hot and so interesting, because people never know what I'm going to say, because I never know what I'm going to say till the moment it comes out of my mouth. Kind of like President Trump. So Newsmax TV in hour number three, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and tell them you want your favorite TV host, Wayne Allyn Root. And if you don't have them already, you demand they pick up Newsmax TV, 844-500-6397. We've got our guest on the line, Adam Kennedy. Speaking of my championing of Donald Trump and defending Donald Trump, Adam Kennedy is the Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States and Deputy Director of Communications for the President of the United States, direct from the White House. Mr. Kennedy, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, my pleasure. So, look, obviously, it's a friendly interview. If you heard my intro, you know I've been with Trump since the first day, and I am a great fan of the man, and I've been pushing hard for him to get elected and then pushing hard for him now to be reelected. I love what he did with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the White House today. I think they're two horrible people, and I think it's time to put them in their place, and I think it's great that he did so. Why would you work with people that are looking to impeach you, destroy you, slander you? I think Trump was magnificent this morning. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, let me commend your intro. Fantastic intro. But I absolutely agree. Who negotiates with somebody right after they call them a criminal? Which is exactly what funny. Nancy Pelosi did. Nancy Pelosi said the president is trying to cover up a crime, which makes him a criminal. So let's go negotiate infrastructure spending. I mean, it's ridiculous. In what sort of environment would that be acceptable? Only in the environment that the Democrats are trying to create, which is we're going to redo the Mueller report because we didn't like how it turned out, while at the same time trying to get as much of our radical agenda through Congress as possible. It's really crazy.
It is crazy. You know what I thought was one of the most important things that the news media has obviously completely ignored is this judge in Massachusetts. I know this is one of our stories today, but I wanted to mention this. Judge Shelley Joseph, liberal Democrat judge, I assume, I'm willing to guess, Obama appointed, who let the criminal, the felon, the illegal alien felon, run out the back door of the courthouse with ICE waiting at the front door to take him and take him out of the country. And what she did was such a horrific crime and offense to American citizens that it's mind-boggling to me, and I just think it's great, great, great news that the Trump administration has taken her and indicted her and is trying to make an example of her, because you can't let judges decide if they don't like the law, they're going to take it into their own hands and break it. What kind of world do we live in where a liberal could say, you're a conservative, I don't like your laws, I'm not going to follow them? That's crazy.
Well, we're in an environment now where it seems actually trying to enforce the laws passed by Congress is becoming controversial. We saw the same thing with Secretary Carson, who decided to enforce a law that's been on the book through many administrations, and Democrats were saying that he was being arbitrary. When in fact, it's the Democrats who could pass a law to change the same thing that Carson's enforcing.
And I assume, just to educate my audience, I assume you're talking about Ben Carson and him saying that we should not have illegals living in public housing. That's for Americans.
Exactly right. What he essentially said is, listen, we have a lot of people on waiting lists here in America to get subsidized housing, to get affordable housing. We should prioritize these people, some of whom who have, and we've had veterans be on these waiting lists for over a decade. Maybe wow. They should go first, and they should go to the front of the line. Oh, and look at this. We actually have a law in the books that would help with that. And when he decided to enforce that law, Democrats said, you can't do that. Well, in fact, not only can he do that, he's supposed to do that. They told him to do that.
I'm just in love with any politician who actually says, let's put Americans first, let's put veterans first, instead of let's put illegals first who shouldn't even be in the country. I just think it's a breath of fresh air. So let me first say thank you to you and everybody in this Trump White House for all the things you're doing, Adam Kennedy. And by the way, we're talking to Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Communications, Adam Kennedy. Obviously, I could tell from your voice, you must be a young guy in a very important position. How old are you, Adam Kennedy?
I'm about 31.
31 years old. All right. Young guy going place in life. Good stuff.
I
don't even remember when I was 31. That was a long time ago. Trump's immigration plan, I thought was fabulous, that we're finally saying that, we want to let you into this country because you have talent, not just because you have an uncle who's already here and you have no talent and no skills and no way to make a living and no job waiting and you want welfare for the first day you get here, cradle to grave. Who wants people like that? I want good people in America, not bad people. What say you, Adam Kennedy?
Well, and again, this is another situation where it's almost like we've entered the Twilight Zone, because before Trump became president, the Democrats supported exactly these positions. They supported merit-based immigration. All of a sudden, Trump becomes president and says, hey, I'm actually going to do this. I'm taking it seriously. And not only that, but I'm going to make sure our border is secured first and foremost. And the Democrats freak out. It really shows why President Trump is unique. When he says he's going to do something, he follows through on it. Democrats talk all of this talk about policies they want or don't want, but in the end of the day, they don't follow through on anything except trying to redo the Mueller report again and again and again.
I don't know if you saw this news story, but I want you to go back to President Trump and all your White House people and make sure you tell them that you're on with national TV and radio host Wayne Root, who, by the way, I communicate with the president all the time. He knows me. Whenever someone mentions my name, he says, I love Wayne Root. I think he's great. So mention that Wayne Root said there is a story of an illegal immigrant in Oregon. I don't know if you saw this, Adam Kennedy, who raped a small dog to death. He got sentenced. He got convicted and sentenced to 60 days because that's the most you can ever be sentenced for killing a dog in Oregon, which in and of itself is crazy. And he'd already served 60 days. So guess what? They let him out the second he was found guilty. He was released. And they refused to give him to ICE. This is how crazy the liberals are in the United States of America, but in particular on the left coast, California, Oregon, Washington. These people are crazy. They let a dog rapist slash murderer murderer walk out and refuse to hand him over to ICE. Now, you're too young to remember, but you may have read about Willie Horton. That's the reason George H.W. Bush won his election against Dukakis, is they ran TV commercials with Willie Horton's face, and they said he let him out, and he murdered three people after Dukakis let him out. Here's the perfect campaign ad for President Trump. Democrats even want to let dog rapists and murderers out into your community rather than deport them. They defend people like this, and Bernie Sanders would like him to vote from his prison cell after raping and murdering a dog. That's how crazy Democrats are. That's an ad that will win over a lot of Americans because almost everybody loves dogs.
Well, and, you know, a lot of these Democrats in Congress come from sanctuary states or sanctuary cities or sanctuary municipalities. So for them, it actually, now that I think about it, makes some weird sense why they are upset about the Trump administration trying to enforce the laws. They're coming from places that are trying to avoid the laws. And I think you're seeing it right here in Oregon, where they refuse to turn this person over to ICE. And these are the tragic results when we decide to take, when states decide to say, you know what, we're not going to follow this. We're not going to listen to what the federal government or the president has to say. These are the tragic results.
Yeah, everyone loves dogs. Remember that show, Everyone Loves Raymond? I think we should call the ad, Everyone Loves Dogs. I love dogs. I can't believe anyone.
I grew up with dogs. Absolutely.
I know. What kind of a Democrat would think it's okay to let a dog rapist out and not deport him like he deserves to breathe the same air as me and stand on the same land as me? It's unbelievable. These people are crazy. Last question. I coined the phrase that I heard come out of President Trump's mouth, and I sent the article to Hogan Gidley, so I assume he gave it to the president. I said, if they can call us climate change deniers, why can't we call them border crisis deniers? And President Trump used those words about a month ago to describe Democrats. How can anyone, Adam Kennedy, special assistant to the president, look at the border crisis and say there's no problem there?
They have to be blind. I mean, at this point, we have so much statistics, we have so much footage, we have, I mean, everybody who has been to the border recognizes the same thing over and over again. We're at historic levels of illegal immigration. The system is in crisis. It has been in crisis for a long time. And unless it gets immediate support, the same support President Trump has been provided through executive action, but really needs Congress to act upon, then we're going to be in a serious, serious, dire situation down the road. And the president's not going to let that happen. The president's going to take action now. We'll take action down the road.
Don't believe any polls. I'm telling you, I've got my pulse on the American people. Trump is on his way to a huge victory. I believe it'll be an electoral landslide. I believe it'll be a sliver of a popular victory. He'll be unpopular as well. He's a great president, my favorite of all time. Adam Kennedy, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay. So a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. Right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, My Doctor Suggests, the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've been our sponsor here on radio for about a year now. They're on radio and TV. My TV show on Newsmax TV, sponsored by My Doctor Suggests, and they've expanded from just their silver lozenges, which saved my voice, to silver liquid and silver mouthwash and silver soap and silver gel for your skin and just silver everything, man. If you think silver is a shiny metal, let me tell you, silver makes you feel good. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. And so, because of them, my voice is a workhorse. Never lost a minute on the air. No colds in 3 years on the air. No brain fog anymore. No leaky gut syndrome. These are all real things that really exist. The average person probably doesn't know the name to it. But when you wake up in the morning and you feel foggy and tired, that's called brain fog. I bound out of bed nowadays, 5:30 in the morning, and I'm working from the first second I get out of bed. And my brain is like going at 100% for the first minute. And that's only been since I started taking their liquid 2 months ago. Their silver liquid. And as far as my skin. It looks the best it has in years, and that's because I've been using the gel. I slathered it on at night before I go to bed. And as far as leaky gut syndrome, every time I ever ate, my stomach would get queasy and feel weird. And guess what? That doesn't happen anymore. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I get so many letters from my listeners. Call them. Everybody says they've used their products and it has changed their life. 866-660-9868. Can't get the products in stores. Got to call 866-660-9868 for all their silver products. MyDoctorSuggests.com/root is another way to get them. MyDoctorSuggests.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get 20% off. Same thing with the phone number. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, get 20% off. 866-660-9868. I got to tell you a very odd story, but a funny story, right? Sometimes I tell you things that are not political just because it's just funny and absurd, and you just go, what the? You know, what did I say? WTF. What the frick? New York City cops raid a home and mistake grandpa's ashes for heroin and arrest grandma. A family is speaking out against the NYPD after they were raided by multiple cops, had their home destroyed, and false charges brought against them for vials of ashes containing their late patriarch. The incident happened last year as Lucia Santiago, 65, was awakened in her bed by heavily armed New York Police Department officers, forced into the living room. When I opened my eyes, I saw seven officers in my room. They told me, get out of the bed. Cops cuffed the grandmother, her son, and a grandson as they searched the street, the Star Street home, demanding to know where are the guns and drugs hidden, the Santiago's claim in a lawsuit. But all the cops found were personal memorial urns containing the cremated remains of Lucia's husband, Miguel, who died of natural causes at age 72. The officers believed the ashes, sealed in an airtight capsule inside bullet-sized vials, was heroin, and took the urns as evidence, according to the Brooklyn federal court lawsuit. I said, that's the ashes of my husband, Santiago claims, she told the cop. And he said, no, ma'am, that's drugs. After the grandfather, Miguel Santiago, had passed away, the family divided his ashes among themselves at his behest. He wanted for his grandkids to have a piece of him, and his children, me and my mother and nephew and son, said Nelson Santiago, of his dad who owned a pizzeria in Brooklyn. Police claim they conducted the raid over an alleged gun sale. However, no such gun or evidence of a gun sale was found. Police didn't want to go away empty-handed, so the grandmother and her two grandsons were charged with possession of a controlled substance for the ashes and possession of ammunition for some loose bullets. The family told New York Post the ammunition possession charge was from a few old bullets Miguel had laying around the house. Proving them right, all the charges were later dismissed. Sadly, the cops have kept grandpa's ashes. Strange story. And you know, anyone who listens, because I have so many cop fans, by the way, I get so many emails from cops around Las Vegas. I tend to think, as they tell me, every cop in this whole town is listening to my show. And so I love cops, but sometimes they really go overboard. And sometimes they really do things that are just crazy. You're breaking down doors of people to find something that's not theirs. So you take their ashes, which you think is heroin. I mean, it's just silly. You know, and cops are human, too. They're allowed to make a mistake. But that's a pretty absurd story. Pretty absurd story. And so when we come back, much more to report, plus a great guest, plus your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Pelosi announced she's not going to pursue impeachment, but accuses Trump of being engaged in a cover-up. And Trump basically says, lady, go screw yourself. I'm not doing any business with you anymore. Good luck. Tell your constituents nothing's happening anymore, because you're a witch. You're a horrible person. These aren't his words, they're mine. But he kind of said all that. And he said, go to hell, to her and Schumer. I'm not doing anything with you, including the infrastructure deal. You're not going to tell people that I'm going to cover up, which is a lie, which is slander, and then come right back and say, walk in with a smile and say, let's all shake hands and do business together. That is absurd. That is weird. Way down the roof, worn out. Donald Trump always does a great job. He's got that New York attitude, baby. When I get back, which major West Coast city is overwhelmed by rats, drugs, crime, and garbage?
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's accusation that he's engaging in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
The president speaking at the White House on Wednesday, making his remarks after Pelosi and other top Democrats came to the White House for a scheduled meeting on infrastructure. Prosecutors in Manhattan are filing new charges against former attorney Michael Avenatti. The high-profile lawyer is accused of stealing money tied to a book advance from one of his former clients. Avenatti is also indicted on extortion charges on Wednesday for his alleged attempt to extract more than $20 million from Nike. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a newly designed $20 bill featuring Harriet Tubman will not be coming out until the year 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show and this show. They're the main title sponsor. As a matter of fact, Fordham is the naming rights to our studio. It's the Fordham Resources Studio. I am the capitalist evangelist. As you know, I've had that nickname for about 25 years now. I love capitalism, and I love great capitalists, and I love all-American stories. And Fordham Resources has the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham is a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. He's got one of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. He's a legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. $15 billion. And Mark will be on the show tomorrow telling us about his company, Fordham Resources. And when I say publicly traded, that means it's a stock. And that means if you like the story, you can buy the stock. And if they go up, you go up. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. That's nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. And you can find them by visiting FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Check them out. They're stock. You can own them. You can profit with them. FordhamResources.com. But make your own decision. Go to FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. Okay, we've got our guest on the line, Tim Snowball, attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation. Tim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right, so we want to talk today a little bit about socialism, and I'm not sure why. Was there an article? I think I saw an article that you wrote about socialism. Maybe I forwarded it to Andrew Paul, my producer, and that's how we wound up getting you on the show. Is that the story?
I had a piece recently published in The Hill all about socialism and how socialism isn't this new philosophy, and how really, I mean, one of the main tactics I think put forward by liberals is to kind of twist the meanings of this thing. It takes on this amorphous kind of catch-all phrase, and so it makes it difficult for individuals like you and me to put arguments together against socialism when the people who are pushing this, you know, debunked philosophy don't even admit of what it is they're actually talking about.
So I think the poster child for Trump's reelection is Venezuela. Tell us what's going on right now in Venezuela. I talk about it on the show all the time, but let's get a different voice talking about it. Tim Snowball, from attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation. What's the story on the ground in Venezuela? How did we get there? Well, you know, where did it come from? And how bad has it gotten?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Venezuela is this great case study in what actually, you know, socialism in practice looks like. It reminds me of, you know, the theory of evolution. A lot of times people will say, well, you know, you've got these dinosaur bones in the ground, and you're going back and you're doing research on them and trying to say, you know, how they evolve and whatnot, but you can't observe it in real time. But, you know, in a petri dish, per se, you might be able to look at cells evolving or, you know, reacting to different chemicals, and you could say, wow, we can actually see this happening. And that's how I look at Venezuela. I mean, the record of history is absolutely crystal clear. When you look at the history of the 20th century, you see that every time one of these socialist systems was put into effect, all the way across the board, it ends in the misery and the suffering of hundreds of millions of people, right? And so on the one hand, you know, maybe many undergrads today aren't well acquainted with basic world history, but when you can point to something like Venezuela and you can say, look what happens when the government tries to, you know, seize the means of production. Look what happens when people lose basic liberty, like the right to bear arms. Look what happens. Mass shortages, you know, protests in the street, and the rule of law becomes a thing of the past. And so I think it's a really interesting dynamic. One of the things I often point out when I go and do talks that I visit a lot of campuses and universities, and I'll talk to college students, and, you know, many people will come up to me after I've given a presentation, and they'll say, you know, I usually talk about the American founding or the Constitution or the free market, and people will say, how is it that I've gotten through this many years of an undergraduate education without ever hearing this stuff? And so at its base, I think it comes to, you know, a failure of education. But also, you know, you listen to Bernie Sanders, you listen to Alexandria, what's her name, and, you know, their rhetoric is this kind of trendy, hashtag-ish rhetoric, talking about socialism like this cutting-edge, hot new thing, when really it's the largest failure of any system, political or economic, that's ever been attempted by mankind.
What do you say, and I mean, I know the answers to these things, but I'd like to hear kind of a different end from you. What do you say, Tim Snowball, when people come to you and they say, well, socialism has worked. It worked in Sweden. It worked in Denmark. It worked in Norway. It worked in Finland. All of those Scandinavian countries have done very well with socialism. What do you say to that?
No, I think it's actually one of my favorite refrains, right? Because look no further than the actual words of the politicians and the members of parliament who come out from those countries when they've been labeled that way and say, whoa, hold on a second. Like, we're entrepreneurial, free market, capitalist countries, right? They're the first ones to kind of throw off this yoke of this title of socialism. So really, that's a false labeling, I think. And that tactic is second only to people who will say, oh, well, you know, Russia and those different countries, those weren't real socialist countries. I'm sure you've heard this one before, right? Those weren't real socialist countries. You know, there's never been an actual real socialist country. If we could only align all the conditions in a certain way, then we'd have this Marxian kind of, you know, utopia rise. You know, from my perspective, I mean, Karl Marx, right? I was forced to read Marx in college, I think, like most undergraduates in the modern age, unfortunately. And, you know, Marx is a great fiction writer, you know what I mean? But he wasn't a great historian and obviously was not a great economist, and virtually nothing that he predicted has come to pass given his theory. Every time you've seen a socialist system being put into place, it's always happened at the barrel of a gun, right? There's never this mass uprising that Marx predicted. You see these ideas implemented through force, and force, of course, is the opposite of the entrepreneurial capitalist free market system that you were talking about in your introduction.
Yeah, it's not just that nothing has ever happened the way Marx thought. Nothing has ever happened the way Al Gore and the climate change theorists think either. No, you know, every single thing they ever said will be underwater, will all be frozen, will all be burning. Nothing has ever happened on the date they've said. Now Ocasio-Cortez says in 12 years the Earth will be gone, we'll all be dead. They make these things up out of the blue.
Yeah, no, I remember I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. I generally don't watch network news anymore. I used to watch it when I was a kid, and I thought it was great. But even that's even 10 or 15 years ago, you were still getting more hard news than you're getting now. Now they just bring a bunch of guys out on a panel to sit there as experts. You've never heard of them. No one knows who these people are. They're opining for, you know, 20 minutes about these subjects, right? And always in the bottom of the screen, it'll be like, whatever channel you're watching, alert, alert, you know, breaking news, breaking this, breaking that. I'm going like, everything is an emergency, right? They used to withhold those breaking news moments for Walter Cronkite when something actually happened that was like breaking news. Now every time, you know, the president could be taking an unexpected golf vacation and it'd be breaking news, Trump takes a 4-day vacation in Hawaii. And like, you know, you have to question, you know, what the role of the media is in our democracy.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, I did see a poll recently. We probably should bring that poll up. I can't remember who the pollster was, but it said that socialism is appreciated by, I think it was 43 or 44% of the American public think it would be a better world if it was a socialist world. And that was a pretty high number compared to, say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and 50 years ago. Still, capitalism wins. It was like, you know, 55 to 43. But it wasn't as overwhelming as it was in the past. Why do you think, Tim Snowball, attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation, is our guest, why do you think socialism has made a bit of a comeback?
Well, I don't think it's socialism per se. I think it's the way that the new left is packaging socialism, right? They've done much better, I think, than we have at couching these terms as moral terms. Socialism becomes this catch-all phrase for equality or fairness. And you and I and any other student of history knows that those are the least two things that result when you actually have real socialist economies, right? The last thing you get is fairness or equality. You get force, you get shortages, you get misery, you get suffering, right? Because socialism runs exactly counter to human nature, right? And the way that the market actually functions. So what I think we could do, and I think what we need to do a better of, is reclaiming socialism in moral terms. If you are someone who I think most people are concerned with the poorest people in our society, we would all agree that those people deserve a fair shot at improving their own conditions and improving their own lives and communities. And the case we need to make is, as Milton Friedman used to say, there's never been a system yet far, you know, discovered by mankind that can hold a candle to the productive capabilities of free market capitalism. Free market capitalism is the most effective social justice, so to speak, proposal that you can possibly have. And so the idea that these people are coming in and they're couching their authoritarian proposals in the terms of equality, I think is a problem for rhetoric. And my hope would be that politicians and those on the right who are advocating for freedom, advocating for our foundational principles, and advocating for capitalism would be able to seize upon this rhetoric and be able to make the moral case for capitalism, not only for society, but I think also for the individual.
All right. We've been talking to Tim Snowball, attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation. Great to have you on. Where can people find you, Tim?
Yeah, please. Yeah. So it's actually kind of funny. If you want to read the article I realized today, you can type into Google, just to type in Snowball and Socialism. I don't know if that bodes well for my career or if that's a bad thing. But you can check out our website for Pacific Legal at pacificlegal.org. We're also on all of the major social media sites. And our organization exists purely to defend the Bill of Rights on behalf of individuals.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Thank you. And thank the Pacific Legal Foundation. You guys do great work. By the way, you should contact me, Tim. Take this down. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Send me an email so I've got your contact information. I want to talk to you about getting involved with me in a lawsuit against Facebook and Twitter. I'm one of the biggest conservative names in America, and I believe I've been shadow banned. I can't get new people. I can't send posts out that anybody sees. I think there's a billion-dollar lawsuit here. I really do. Let's talk about it. All right? Wayne Allyn, Warren L. Thanks for coming on, Tim. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is coming up in about 7 minutes. We start at exactly 8 o'clock on the dot, East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific. So if you're listening, you can switch over to TV or you can keep listening on USA Radio. But we love you to switch over on the TV. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. 80 million homes this year. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. We're on all of them. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week. My show is far more conservative than Fox News. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Tell them you want Newsmax TV because your favorite host is Wayne Root. Make sure you call 844-500-6397. So, which major West Coast city is being overwhelmed by rats, drugs, crime, garbage piles, and homeless hordes? Can you name the major West Coast city? Of course, it's all of them. It's San Francisco, it's Portland, it's Seattle, it's Los Angeles. Any of them would be the correct answer. But in this specific article, they're talking about Los Angeles. Once upon a time, millions of young Americans flocked to sunny L.A. in order to experience the California dream and the California experience. But these days, Los Angeles seems to be on the cutting edge of many of our most critical societal problems. L.A.'s been known for Hollywood and the port industry and world-class traffic congestion. Now it's becoming famous for rat-infested piles of rotting garbage, uncollected by the city of Los Angeles, even after promises to clean it up. And it's fueling concerns about a new epidemic after last year's record number of flea-borne typhus cases. Even the city's most notorious trash pile, located between downtown's L.A. Fashion and Produce districts, continues to be a magnet for rats after it was cleaned up months ago. The rodents carry typhus-infected fleas, which can spread the disease to humans through bacteria rubbed into the eyes or cuts and scrapes on the skin, resulting in severe flu-like symptoms. Today, approximately 18.7 million people live in the Los Angeles metropolitan area. Many fear the rat population may exceed the human population. Can you imagine how disgusting that is if there's 20 million rats in Los Angeles? When garbage and filth are everywhere, rats can be bred exceedingly quick. In fact, under ideal conditions, two rats can become 482 million rats in 3 years. So you would think L.A. would want to get this rat problem under control. But NBC Los Angeles investigation has discovered there's no plan or program to control the growing rat population. It's something we'll look into, says Pepe Garica of the Los Angeles Bureau of Sanitation. Lovely, huh? Previous article, they noted rats have now even conquered Los Angeles City Hall. Los Angeles City Hall is considering ripping all of the building's carpets up as rats and fleas are said to be running wild in its halls. A motion was filed by Council President Herb Wesson on Wednesday to enact the much-needed makeover amid a typhus outbreak in the downtown area. Wesson said a city employee had contracted the deadly bacterial disease at work, and now he's urging officials to investigate the scope of the long-running pest problem at a council meeting. Meanwhile, the homeless population continues to skyrocket. Number of homeless people in L.A. has risen by at least 75% since 2012. Authorities cleaned up nearly 15,000 homeless encampments last year. In other words, Los Angeles is cleaning up an average of 41 homeless encampments every single day. Los Angeles spent a whopping $619 million on the homeless problem last year, but it continues to get worse. Wherever there's homelessness, there is crime, and those that live in downtown L.A. are getting fed up. Everyone living, working, or visiting downtown has noticed the rapidly deteriorating conditions, said downtown resident Catherine Tomachek. She said a friend was beaten and robbed on the street. A neighbor was stabbed in her building. Councilman Pete Krikorian, who heads the committee, said he would request the information sought by the group. Major downtown crimes increased 6.7% this year compared with the same period in 2018, according to the LAPD. Much of the violent crime is fueled by the drug trade. According to DA agent Bob Thomas, Los Angeles is a national hotbed for drug activity. Further up the California coastline, Northern California is being absolutely overwhelmed by a meth epidemic that is completely out of control. Since 2011, emergency room visits related to meth in San Francisco have jumped 600% to 1,965 visits in 2016, and then last year up 600% from that number. Admissions to the hospital are up 400%, and at San Francisco General Hospital of 7,000 annual psychiatric emergency visits last year, 47% were people who were not necessarily mentally ill. They were just high on meth. As California goes, so goes the nation, is a phrase people used to use. We better hope it isn't true, because California's going down the toilet. Wow. And as our planet continues to become increasingly unstable, scientists assure us it's only a matter of time before the big one hits the state. Earlier today, Northern California was shaken by a magnitude 3.8 earthquake. And one of these days, a truly catastrophic earthquake is coming. What's the big deal about that, you may ask? It could create beachfront property here in Las Vegas. However, the cost to the nation is going to be too much to even add up. When you think about New Orleans, what was New Orleans? I think it cost $80 billion to clean up New Orleans, which is a tiny city with a tiny population compared to Los Angeles. Big one hits LA. It's going to be not going to be enough money in the world to pay for the cleanup. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Newsmax TV next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.